This call is being recorded.
Hey, good morning, Evan.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, everyone, and welcome to Ian and Evan's weekly NFL podcast. This is Ian with FantasySportsUS.com, and we welcome you to week 7 of an exciting NFL season so far. It's been up and down. But as we get ready for week 7, I just want to, as I always do, go over the over-unders, and I like to point out the high ones for you for cash games. And we have New Orleans visiting Kansas City, 50.5. Let's see. Oakland's at Jacksonville, 49. Indianapolis is visiting Tennessee at 48.5. San Diego's at Atlanta, 53.5. And that's about it for the real high ones. Evan, start us off with some quarterbacks.
Okay. Well, quarterback is funny this week. You have a high-end range and you have a low-end range. And you and I were texting actually about Geno Smith, and I definitely will not be playing Geno Smith this week. There's no way I can bring myself to do it. But on the high end, I mean, you got this game with San Diego and Atlanta with Mr. Matt Ryan at 8,700. He's just been on fire. San Diego's secondary isn't very good. I'm finding it hard to get off of him. Tom Brady also against the Steelers. He's going to throw the ball a ton. I like him. Then there's like a mid-level range where there's some guys that tweak my interest a little bit too. Jameis Winston, if you read my initial thoughts article, I initially stated that game between the 49ers and Tampa Bay was probably a game that I would leave alone. And then it's funny, one of the listeners emailed me, must have read the article, and said, hey, Evan, you better take another look at this. And what I realized was these two teams play at the highest pace. They're going to rip off play after play after play after play. And if I'm paying down, I have some serious interest in Jameis Winston. And Kirk Cousins also interests me because the Detroit defense is pretty much terrible. Those are my quarterbacks, which I've been streaming it down to. One other, Andy Dalton. I mean, Cleveland has been just getting mutilated by opposing quarterbacks. They've given up 3 TD passes in every single game, so I don't think you could go wrong there. I just don't like his price on FanDuel as much at 8,100. That's where I sit on quarterback.
Yeah, I agree with you on Cousins. Detroit's just has a their 32nd in pass, 32nd in rush defense. Cousins should have a field day in Detroit. He's my cash guy. I'm going to use Cousins as my cash guy. I totally agree with you on Matt Ryan. He's just priced a little high for me. Brady, same thing. Those guys are great. They're going to pay off, but you know, I want to fit some good studs into the wide receiver spot. So I'm going to probably go with Cousins. What do you call it? And here's my GPP player of the week, and he's going to be low on because he hasn't been good all year. But if he doesn't do well this weekend, he's not going to do well at all. Bortles is against the Raider defense. They're 28th in the pass. Bortles is home. You know, I just think they're only a 1-point favorite, the high over under 49. And, you know, everyone that plays against Oakland, you know, these quarterbacks pay off. And he's not going to be high owned. He's going to be between 5 and 8%. So that's who I like there. Also, what's interesting is Eli Manning. Eli Manning is going to be 1 to 2% owned. They're playing in London, and they're favored to win. And I looked at the numbers. Since a favorite has been playing in London since they started, the quarterback on the favorite team has paid off 100% consistently. So the price that he's showing, you're going to get paid off on it, according to stats, previous stats, 100%. Consistency. So, you know, if he's, I'm not sure what his price is, if he's 8,100, but he should give you close to 20 points according to previous stats. And I really, really like him this week too, as a real low owned GPP, you know, quarterback. As far as Geno Smith, I totally agree with you, but I'll be honest with you. I have created 10 lineups with Geno in them. He's only $5,000, and I can't see him not giving me 15 points. I look at this, and especially, you know, Baltimore is not as good as everyone thinks. And, you know, I even like the Jet defense if Flacco doesn't play. And there's a good chance that he won't play. If Flacco doesn't play, I'm using the Jet defense this weekend. So, you know, I'm going to hook up Geno with Marshall, and I'm going to play around him. But I totally agree with you. It's just a flyer. You know, it's just a punt play. And I just can't see him not giving you 15 points. But anyway, let's move on to running back. What do you got?
Running back is funny also. You were saying you want to get some studs into the wide receiver position. Yeah. And with running back, you got a lot of free squares this week. This is where I think people are going to make a mistake in lineup construction, though. DeMarco Murray gets a dream matchup against the Colts. Houston just destroyed them last week. I mean, there's no reason not to play DeMarco Murray this week at all. He's the focal point of the Tennessee offense. He gets at least 20 to 25 touches, if not more, per game. So I'm going to definitely pay up at running back at one position. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it for me. And then with the second position, I'm going to create a little bit of a salary cap space, so to speak. Jacquez Rogers is the lead back for Tampa this week. That's been confirmed already. He's at 5,700. San Fran has been getting gashed with opposing running games since week one. They've been giving up between 130 and 150 yards on the ground. And again, the pace of the game is something I just can't get away from. They're going to rip off play after play in this game. It's going to move very, very quickly. And I think Rodgers could get another 30 touches this week. I like him a lot. A little off of the Buffalo backup, Mike Gillespie. I'm not sure why I'm off of him. But I'll tell you why I'm off of him. Tyrod has nobody to throw to, absolutely nobody to throw to. And they're going to put eight men in the box and dare Tyrod to beat him in the passing game. I know Miami's secondary isn't very good. They lost their strong safety for the season. They placed him on IR this week. I just have a hard time with him. If I'm going to pay down a running back, I like Rodgers a lot more. And then in the mid-tier, Spencer Ware and Devontae Freeman really tweak my interest. New Orleans gets gashed on the ground. Andy Reid loves to run the ball. People are going to be afraid to play Spencer Ware because they think Jamaal Charles is going to get more action. And if you do think Jamaal Charles is going to get more action, he's a good play too. There's only like $100 or $200 separated between the two of them. And Devontae Freeman, Tevin Coleman, also great spots against San Diego. More people are going to load up on Julio and Matt Ryan. And I think the running game of Atlanta is going to get forgotten.
Yeah. Yeah. Who do you use though? Freeman or Coleman, which one? Because Freeman does get more touches all the time. You know that. And he gets the red zone carries.
Yeah. I agree. But you know, if you look at the on the season, Coleman has outperformed Freeman for the most part on the season. He's more of a home run hitter, so I guess you could use both. In cash, you could go to Freeman, and in GPP, you could go to Coleman.
Yeah, there you
and
go.
That would really differentiate your lineups. Yep. I'm gonna have exposure to both. Uh-huh. For sure. And I just don't know which direction I'm going to go at. One other guy I'm not on also, and a lot of industry is talking about him, is Mark Ingram. And he burned us last week, remember?
Yes, but, I did some
research on him. And in his last 20 games, he hasn't gotten over 80 yards in a rushing game, over 80 yards, not once.
Yeah, you showed
that to
me. He
does have pass game. Yeah, he does get pass game involvement. He does get some things, but it's also funny on the snap rate. He's been sharing in obvious passing downs a 60-40 split with Travis Cadet. So you know, a lot of people are talking about Ingram, that he's going to be a big part of the game plan for New Orleans to try to keep you know, the game moving along, so to speak. So. But I just don't see it. I can't play him this week.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I like your call on Rodgers. Definitely. Definitely like that call. He's going to get the volume. I don't know if he'll get 30 touches this week, but he's definitely get the volume. So, you know, I definitely go with him. Murray, you know, again, I like the high end. So I'm going with Murray. Who else am I going with here? Gordon. Gordon's getting 90% of the volume the team carries. So volume again. I'm looking at volume this weekend. So for my cash games, I like Gordon. I like Rodgers. My GPP play is James White on the Pats. I really believe he'll do well there. Also, who else we got here? Oh, you know who I like is on Minnesota, McKinnon. He's averaging 18 carries, and the Eagles are 15 against the rush. So I like him too, but you know,
I
like
want absolutely nothing to do with him. I know you like him, but the Minnesota offensive line just sucks. There's no nice way to put it. So I'd be leery of that. Yeah, he'll get the volume, but what's he going to do with it? That's the only concern I would have there.
Yeah. Well, that's a GPP play. That's not a cash game.
Oh, okay, you know? Okay.
Oh, no. My cash guys are Gordon and Rodgers. You know, I'm paying down for running back. I'm going with Gordon and Rodgers, and I'm going to pay up for my wide receivers. So. As we're talking wide receivers, what do you got for wide receivers?
Wide receiver, I'm paying up for 100%. Every cash lineup for me is going to have Julio Jones and Mike Evans in it. And depending on how I work with it, I'm going to try to fit Brandon Marshall into it. Those are guys that I like a lot. I don't see any reason to get off of them. They're in great spots. Jameis Winston is going to throw to Mike Evans all the time, even more now. Tampa Bay's number two wide receiver, Vincent Jackson, was placed on season-ending IR.
Right.
So, I mean, he's going to just absorb all the targets. Now I know the listeners are probably wondering, how am I going to pay up at quarterback, running back, wide receiver? And we're going to get there, and I'm going to explain it, because I made some shell lineups that were able to do it. My third wide receiver, I'm going to try to pay down. And I got some interesting guys that, I mean, they're on the lower end, and I know people are probably not gonna play them. They're just not going to play these guys. But I'll throw them out to you. And
yeah, let me hear. Let me hear what you got.
You'll see what I'm looking at. I like both wide receivers from San Francisco. I like Patton and Torrey Smith. Kaepernick takes more shots down the field. They're both cheap. They're like $5,400 apiece. I like both those guys. And then my real sleeper wide receiver is I'm going to go into that game that you talked about, Jacksonville and Oakland. And I really love the Jacksonville third wide receiver, Marquise Lee. And he's only priced at $4,500 on FanDuel. And what I've seen is he's getting eight targets a game. He's going to line up in the slot. Oakland isn't really that good in the slot. Oakland isn't really good pretty much anywhere. So if you're looking to differentiate a lineup and get all the studs in you want, and at the same time, you know, get in everything that you want, Lee might be the key for me to doing all that.
Interesting. Is that for your cash game or a GPP?
No, that's for my cash game.
Okay.
Plus, I like AJ Green a whole lot also.
Yeah.
In this. So I could see myself really wanting to pay up at quarterback, two wide receiver spots, a running back spot, take the free square with Jacquez Rodgers. And then we'll get to tight end too, because there's some guys out there that are a little on the cheaper side that I like a lot. Brandon Marshall, I love.
Yeah.
There's some red flags for me for some of the other guys up at the top. Like I don't like Jarvis Landry. I think he has a terrible matchup this week. Amari Cooper, I could leave him alone this week. Jacksonville secondary is better than people think. To me, it's really the top or the bottom. I don't really like the mid tier that much at wide receiver this week.
Yeah, well, I definitely agree with you on your first two choices, Jones and Evans. Definitely, those are great cash plays. They're a little high, but you know, like you said, you can fit them in. I mean, Evans is averaging over 12 targets a game. I mean, with Vincent Jackson out, I mean, he could get 15 targets this week. I mean, it's a crazy number. You know, it's a crazy number. Jones, you know what Jones can do. I mean, Jones with one play can give you, you know, 25 points. So, you know, Jones and Evans definitely. I'll tell you who I like. If Travis Benjamin plays, if he plays, Trufant's going to cover Benjamin. I love Tyrell Williams then. If Travis Benjamin plays, that's my, you know, like, yeah, big if. Yeah. Well, we'll see. You know, I still like Cooper this week. He's seen an average of 10 targets. You know, he's only projected between 8 and 12% to be owned, and he's averaging 98 yards per game. So I know what you said about, I think it was what, Jacksonville's pass defense.
Secondary,
but I think secondary. But Cooper's an elite receiver. You know, I mean, I just think he's matchup proof against a team like this. I'm not saying against every cornerback, but in this situation. So, you know, I'm looking, like you said, you're looking for your third wide receiver. These are my third, you know, the guys I'm talking about are a little right. lower priced. That's what I'll tell you what, you know, you can think I'm crazy, but Bolden and Tate are in great situations again this week. And, you know, Tate had a breakout game last week. I know people may not even go back to him because they'll think it's a fluke, but he's going to have an opportunity just like last week to score some points. So I'm looking at Tate, believe it or not, as my third cash guy too. A lot of people talking about Macklin. I mean, if Macklin doesn't do well this week, I mean, the team is implied to score 28 points. So those points got to come from somewhere. The thing I'm worried about with Kansas City is that they may run the ball and keep running the ball to keep Breeze off the field. So where your call on where I think is a great call. I think where is going to, you know, Charles, I think they'll bring Charles in, but I don't think they, you know, even if they split it, I think where is really going to still do well, you know? So,
well,
you know,
can I pivot back, going back to running back? See, this is where it's going to get interesting when you make your lineups, because what I think people are going to do is people are going to take the three squares with Rodgers and Gillislee and pay up at wide receiver, pay up at quarterback, pay up every place else. And I think Spencer Ware could be a forgotten guy in all this when everything's said and done, because they're gonna pay up for DeMarco Murray, like I was talking about,
right?
And then pay down at a running back position at the second spot. Now you could really differentiate your lineup if you go Murray and Ware or do something in that nature, you know, and then you could attack the mid tier at the wide receiver spot. You could go that way. You could pay down a quarterback. There's a lot of different ways that you could go about differentiating your lineup this week. It's a tricky slate.
Yeah. No, that is tricky. You're right. I agree. But you do have options, so that's nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's move over on to tight end.
All right, tight end is interesting. I, you know, people are going to want to pay up for Gronk this week. I can't do it. His price skyrocketed. I don't know if he's going to get the targets. He probably will, because Pittsburgh is just bad in the secondary. But you know, I don't know if he's going to have a Gronk game, 8,400 worth, like breakout Gronk game.
Mm-hmm.
Me at tight end, I want to pay down. I want to pay down as much as possible. The highest price I want to pay is Hunter Henry. Get more exposure to that Atlanta San Diego game.
Mm-hmm.
But where I'm really looking at is like guys like Charles Clay, Jack Doyle. They're like 4,900, 5,100. Gary Barnage, especially if Terrell Pryor doesn't play, he'll get all the targets in that game, especially if Cleveland can stay, you know, in the game, which they've done to their credit. I mean, they're due to win a game at some
point. Yeah, but that was with Pryor. Without Pryor, how are they going to score?
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, I get it. I mean, I'm more inclined, like I said, I'm looking at Clay and Doyle. Doyle should get 100% of the snaps if Allen is out. I do expect that game to be more high scoring than not. I just think that I got to pay down a tight end this week if I'm going to work my roster the way that I think I'm going to do it.
Right, yeah. Well, my number one guy, if he plays, is Tyler Eifert. I'm going to definitely go with him, you know. Between Green and Eifert, that's all that Dalton's going to be throwing to. And Eifert, you know, he could play this week. If he doesn't play, I'm going back to Uzimer. He's been seeing five targets per game, and the Browns have allowed an incredible amount of yards to tight ends this year. So I'm going to stick by that Bengal team. We'll see who plays. Barnage, I definitely agree with you. Kessler's been great with him. He scored, I think he gave 11 and 12, 12 or 13 points the last 2 weeks. So he's paid off his price both weeks. Yeah. Vernon Davis is in a great spot. You know, Lions defense, they gave up 19 touchdowns to tight ends over the last 22 games. I mean, that's
you know what? On Vernon Davis is tricky too, because he becomes definitely a great viable play. What I want to see, obviously, let's start right off the track. If Jordan Reed is in, he's in a phenomenal spot. I just don't think he's going to make it this week.
No, I don't think so.
But what gets interesting about the Redskins, and I probably should have touched on it at wide receiver, is if Jordan Reed doesn't play, now also I'm failing to remember his name right now, but
you're talking about Washington Jones?
No, the Washington wide receiver, the speedy guy. What the heck is his name? I haven't rostered him all season. That's why I'm forgetting his name.
DeSean Jackson?
Yeah, that's right. DeSean Jackson. He hasn't been practicing either.
Okay.
And if that happens, Pierre Garçon and Jameson Crowder really catch my eye in this matchup, because they'll get a lot of targets. They're very inexpensive. So I should have touched on that. Vernon Davis, I think I prefer Crowder and Garçon to Davis. But Davis, by all means, is not a bad play.
Well, Davis is a tight end, so
right. But what I'm saying is, if we get clarity on what's going on,
I see what you're saying. Gotcha.
On the wide receivers for Washington, and I forgot to mention all that. I didn't remember until you mentioned Vernon Davis. So
got it.
I wanted to go back a little bit. I thought it was important. So.
Yeah, that makes sense. And Hunter Henry, like you said, is a great play. But believe it or not, Gates is a bargain price on DraftKings, and he's still there. Old man Gates is still there. So if you need a cheap, tight end, I think Gates on DraftKings is a great play. You know, anyway, okay, let's move over to defense. What do you got on defense?
Defense, I'm going to go all the way up. Bengals against Cleveland, I like that call a lot. I like it more if Pryor doesn't play. They're going to become very one-dimensional very quickly in this game. I see them getting behind, creating opportunities for sacks, interceptions, and all that fun stuff. This pick hinges on Terrell Pryor, though. I really want to see what goes on there. You can't go wrong with Minnesota or Philadelphia defenses this week. I think they're great. And here's going to be the sneaky defense. I like Miami Dolphins this week against Buffalo. I don't see where's the offense going to come from. I just don't see it this week. I mean, maybe I'm not giving Buffalo enough credit.
Look at the teams that Buffalo played the last couple of weeks. I can see Buffalo going down to Miami and getting beat. I could. You're right.
Yeah. Now the one thing that though, and this is it's double edged. This is interesting. Miami has lost to Buffalo by 16 or more points the last four games they played. So this is really like more of it's not a cash game. So I want to. You know, the numbers are against Miami, but they're numbers. You know, every game is different.
Right.
The last team, I hate to say this, but Patriots defense, possibly. I hate it. Roethlisberger out.
I hear you.
I don't want to say nothing else. I'm a Steeler fan. I guess you know that by now. So.
Yep. No, I hear you. I mean, Bengals, definitely. I like them. I like the Pats, and I like Denver. But like I said, if Flacco's out, I'm using the Jets. That's my team. And I may even play them across the board if Flacco's out.
Yeah, I'm going to be at that game. So, I can get behind that, too. So, I definitely get behind that. With Brandon Marshall in there, I can get behind that.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, just saying, you know, Flacco is a big thing. If he's out, you know, the Jets D could step up here. And I have a good hunch you know, and just looking at the numbers, Jets are going to have a big game here, even with Geno Smith. I know what you're saying, but Here's the thing, though. Look on Monday, and you look at the Millie Maker. Don't be surprised if Geno Smith's not on that million-dollar.
He very well could be.
You know what I'm saying? Because he's so cheap, it gives you so many other possibilities. That's the only reason.
It's crazy. I mean, we could agree we're not going to use him in cash, right?
No.
Okay. But you know what? This is why I like to do the podcast too, because initially, it's just for how the listeners understand how our processes go. Sometimes you and I bounce things off each other all week long. And it was interesting. I came out, I think, as soon as the news broke, I said to you, can we really think about using Geno Smith? And I started giving arguments to why, and you started giving arguments to no.
Right.
And then a couple of days change, and then now I'm like, oh man, no. And you're like, well, wait a minute, yeah. So it's kind of fun, you know. This is what I love about DFS. You know, you do the research, you do the grind. Your opinions change. This is why we play.
Well, my opinion might change tomorrow, you know, and it's according to what happens. Like, I really wait. I don't really put my lineups together until tonight after I see who makes practice and who doesn't make practice today. Of course, Friday is the day when you see.
Yeah, Friday.
You know.
Well, you're ahead of me. I don't do my rosters until usually Saturday night, Sunday morning. I like to absorb everything, let the research sink in a little bit, hear the last-minute stuff, and then review my notes from the week. And one thing I'll bring up, we do typically on the site three pieces each week. We do an initial thoughts. We do the podcast. After the podcast, I write the final article, usually on Saturdays with the shells.
Right.
You'll see if you read the first article to the last article, things change dramatically. So it's kind of interesting. You really can get into the thought process of what we're doing when you put all three together.
Oh yeah. Yep. All right, let's just go over some stacks quick and then we'll wrap it up.
Yeah. I'll give you two.
Go ahead.
One is obvious, Julio Jones and Matt Ryan. That's okay. The obvious.
That'll be 30% on. Go ahead.
Yeah. But that's cash though. That's cash.
No, I know.
Here's I might do it in tournament too. I don't know. But here's the interesting one. I think you get a very low owned, and I like Winston, Rogers, Evans. I like that stack a lot. And the last one, I'll give one last one. Cousins with whichever Washington receiver looks like they're going to get the bulk of the work.
Okay. Interesting. I like your Winston Evans, but I like Humphreys.
You can't agree on everything.
No, I just figured I'd stick that in there.
Humphreys, we didn't talk about him. Mm-hmm. He's gonna get more targets.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He's gonna get more targets. So yep. he's a good call out, and no one's gonna play him.
No. And also Dalton with AJ Green and Uzima, either Uzima or Alfred.
What is that guy's price tag? Do you have any idea?
I think it's 6,000. He's cheap. Dalton's cheap.
Dalton is not expensive.
Who?
The Tampa 2 wide receiver that you just mentioned.
Who, Humphreys? Like, Humphreys?
Yeah.
He's
like 5,000 or?
Yeah, he might be. He might. I, you know what? Hang on. Let me see. Hang on 1 second here. Humphreys. I don't want to say something without seeing it.
Well, we know he's not more than 5,500, so he could be a salary. I mean, if you feel strongly about him, like you think he's going to get the work too, he could be a salary saver also.
Sure, definitely. Humphreys is 4,900 on FanDuel. There you go. It's 4,900, which, you know, I mean, you want some salary.
You could do a lot of things with that.
You know? Now, here's the downside, just so you know. He only had two targets last week. 4 targets the week before, but the week before that he had 12 targets. So
yeah, but you got to remember I keep going back to this. The pace of that game is going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
What do you like? Well, I like Bortles and Robinson. Hearns. See, I like Hearns, but I think he's hurt. So I still like Robinson. He's a wide receiver one. I mean, he's a top guy, and he's had some bad weeks, but I like him. I also like Haw with Cooper and Crabtree. And let's see who else. I like Phillip Rivers with Tyrell Williams if Benjamin's playing. And that will be a real low-owned one. And that game is going to be, could be a shootout. Rivers is going to be throwing all day long. So, I mean, you can even use Rivers with Williams and Gates or Williams with Rivers and Hunter. Those are pretty, now, folks, we're only talking about GPPs here with these stacks. So for tournaments, Phil Rivers, he's a gunslinger. So, that's what I like. And also, we don't always go over kickers, but as far as kickers, folks, I like playing kickers that are in domes. This way, the weather doesn't affect them, and consistency. If you can fit in Vinatieri, use him. Otherwise, pay down for kickers. Look for somebody that's a high scoring game. Here's what you want to look at: high scoring games, close lines. If the line's under three and you got a 50 high scoring game, look for a kicker in that game. But make sure the weather's good. That's the most important thing. So I look for domes. Did you have anything you wanted to say on kickers?
Not on kicker.
Okay. Did you have what? Not on kicker. What? Yeah. Let's finish up. You have anything to tell everyone this week?
Just trust your research. I mean, you got to respond to the news that's out there, but you got to be smart about it. Trust your research. If you've done the work and you're on a play, stay with the plays. Just you really got to trust your process. You got to trust your process and what you do. I find that information is helpful, but it also hurts sometimes too, because sometimes there's Romeo. It just sometimes really gets in the way of sound judgment sometimes. Although you have to process all the information, just that's my main thing. Just trust your process, trust what you're doing. You'll benefit. You'll definitely benefit from what you do.
Yep. No, totally agree with your research, and even listening to podcasts like this, or going online and finding other companies that are doing things like this. You want to gather as much as you can, and things change from day to day. Keep an eye on the injuries. That's very important. Keep an eye on those injuries because they change from day to day. See who's active
Absolutely.
Sunday morning, and again, go over your lineup at 12 o'clock, an hour before lock, just to make sure your guys are in. Because you grab a zero, and I'm not saying you can't cash, but you're certainly not going to win that tournament if with a zero. So,
Yeah, zeros make it difficult.
yep. And Evan and I are excited about the NBA starting next Tuesday, and we will be doing a podcast probably a week from now about the NBA. But we're really excited about the NBA. I know you are too. I mean,
Yeah, I'm not even going to get
obviously.
started with that because we'll be on the phone for like an hour and a half. So,
Exactly. So, folks, good luck to you this weekend. Again, this is Ian and Evan with FantasySportsUS.com. And if you have any comments, just go to our website and send some comments or suggestions, what you'd like to see or what you'd like to hear. We're open to anything. So good luck to everybody, and we will talk to you next week. Thank you.